And it's now time for your daily Fortis Newsbreaker production of Fortis Institute. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the United Nations has lost its purpose and America is done bankrolling its wish list. Asked recently why we're even still members, Rubio said the UN has failed at nearly every major crisis it touches, so the administration is now using America's dues as leverage to force reform. That means no more money for the puppet shows, his words, and no more quietly funding the UN's population agency, which has paid for abortion in refugee camps. Out in California, lawmakers are advancing a bill that would let minors legally cut ties with their own parents. It lets kids in shelters or rehab facilities start the emancipation process, and a child can trigger a state assessment of the parent's home just by claiming emotional abuse. And critics warn the real target is parents who won't affirm a child's gender identity, since California already treats non-affirmation as abuse. And what California usually passes today, the country will copy tomorrow. In New York City, parents at an Upper West Side elementary school got an unwelcome surprise at the school dance. Fifth graders, 10 and 11-year-olds, were choreographed to mind being shot by police, kneel like Colin Kaepernick, and hold up signs reading "Ice Out." There was no warning to families. One officer called it the exploitation of children. That's exactly what it is. The same school runs a rainbow room where kindergartners access gender content without their parents even knowing about it. The Department of Education's response? They'll consider requiring advance notice next time. Oh, well, that's reassuring, isn't it? And speaking of confusion, Texas Senate candidate James Tallarico, the Democrat running against Kim Paxton, has resurfaced with a remarkable line, quote, "I always think of myself as a Christian who hates Christianity." That came from an interview where he once formally called Jesus a socialist anarchist and praised reinterpreting the faith through queer theology. A Christian who hates Christianity. Yeah, that's an oxymoron if I ever heard it. Now for some good news. Major League Baseball has apologized after threatening three Christian Giant pitchers who wrote Bible verses on their team-issued Pride Night caps. After Senator Josh Hawley and a parade of officials came down hard, the commissioner admitted the league was wrong and promised never to punish a player over his faith. Which raises an obvious question. If no player is required to wear the rainbow gear, why don't more of them just simply decline? And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.